We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Eruvin. We are in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Bakol osim lechayayin. We can construct the lechi, the side posts, that are one of the two ways to be matir, to allow for carrying to go on in a mavoi, can be constructed from anything. Bakol osim lechayayin. Afilu bedavar sheyesh bo ruach chayim. Even a living creature can be used as a lechi, as long as it's properly attached to the entrance of the mavoi. Rabbi Yossi oser, however, Rabbi Yossi prohibits using a living creature as a side post, as a lechi. Umtameh mishum golel. Now the Mishnah continues with a similar machloket regarding using davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, regarding using a living creature, in regards to a different halacha. Metameh mishum golel. Even a living creature can be metameh, can give over tum'ah if it is used as a golel. Golel means as a covering of a grave. The cover of a grave conveys tum'ah on its own. And even if the cover of the grave happens to be a living creature, that conveys tum'ah. V'Rabbi Meir metahel. However, Rabbi Meir says, no, it is tahor. It does not give over tum'ah. And a third halakha, V'kotvim alav gite nashim. One can write a get of a woman, of divorce of a woman, on anything, even on a living creature. You can take an animal, write the get on its back, and that is a valid get, according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Aglili posel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili invalidates such a get that is written on a davar sheyesh bo ruachayim. Mishnah chet, shayara shechanta bebik'a. If a caravan camped in a valley, that means in an open space that is not enclosed by walls, v'hikifua biklei behema, and the travelers enclosed, they surrounded their camp with partitions made of equipment of animals, animals' equipment like saddles and the sort, metaltelin betocha. Person is allowed to carry inside that enclosed area, ubilvad sheyeh gader gavoa asara tefachim, as long as the partition that was made will be a fence of 10 tefachim high, velo yu peratzot yeterot al habinyan, and the breaches, the openings in that partition will not be more than the built part. You shouldn't have more breaches than the actual closed built parts. So it has to be at least 10 tefachim, and the pratzot, the openings, should not be more than the binyan. Kol pirtzashi ke'eser amot muteret. Any breach that is approximately 10 amot wide is permitted, meaning it doesn't invalidate the partition. It doesn't invalidate the wall. Muteret mipeneshi kepetach, because it's considered like an entrance. An entrance door is not considered a breach in a wall. However, yater mikan asur, if the breach is more than 10 amot, then it is asur to carry anywhere in that enclosed area because it's considered a breach in the mechitza. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.